smoke. What are we gonna do? This is gonna ruin us.
Yeah. Nobody's going to be ruined. Those killers will be brought to justice.
How can you know that? You trust those Kansas lawmen to find them?
I'll trust them until they give me a reason not to. But I'm not relying on them. I'm going after the men responsible for this myself.
Your wife's hurt. That's why you didn't go with the cows in the first place.
The sound of Sally's cane thumping on the planks made all the men look around as she emerged from the house.
I'm fine. And I'm certainly not going to stop Smoke from tracking down those outlaws and seeing to it that they get what's coming to them. If anyone can recover that stolen herd, it's him.
Nobody's gonna argue with that. Didn't mean to imply otherwise. Some of us can go with you if you want, Smoke.
No, you men are going to have your hands full keeping things going on your spreads. I'll need to move pretty fast, and I can do that better by myself.
Yeah, the trail's getting colder with every minute that goes by, I reckon. But that's a big gang, Smoke. Mighty heavy odds against you, even if you do manage to locate them.
I'll figure out a way to handle the odds. Don't worry about that.
None of the men appeared to doubt it. They had all heard the stories about Smoke, how he'd ridden alone into an outlawed town and killed 19 hardened gun wolves in one epic battle, how he had faced up to overwhelming odds again and again and always emerged triumphant.
I tried to tell him he should take Pearlie with him anyway.
Pearlie's too important to the Sugarloaf. I'll rest a lot easier at night knowing he's here taking care of things.
Let's say you're able to recover those cattle. How will you get them to Abilene?
There are always plenty of cowboys around over there. They come up with the herds from Texas and don't want to head home yet, or they're figuring out on getting a job somewhere else. It shouldn't be hard to round up a crew that can help me handle the herd.
Most of those Texas boys are pretty gun-handy, too, if you need help dealing with the skunks who held up that train. And there's nobody I'd rather count on to see that justice is done. Good luck to you, Smoke.
Ben Harper stuck out his hand. Smoke was moved as each man in turn stepped up to clasp his hand and wish him well. It had been his plan they had agreed to in the first place, risking everything they had to do so. He owed it to each and every one of them to recover those rustled cattle if he could. He would do everything in his power to accomplish that. And if it took getting a hand from some tough, fast-talking Texas hombres, well, that was all right, too.